Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Early bird pricing has been extended through December. Save up to $150 on the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference in Salina, Kansas. It's January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 37 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Arrow Seed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag. Register and get all the details at notill.org.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band, and Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
The cattle futures market started the week and finished the day with triple-digit gains, $2 to $2.70 higher on the feeder cattle, and not quite to the previous highs, but to got within about 25 cents on March. And back on December 1st, March feeders went as high as 125.67. Today's high was 125.42 and closed up 257 at 125.07. So that's the highest prices we have seen going back several months, all the way back to the month of September that we've been this high. So really good strength there, also above the moving average. And if the market does make new highs, it's likely to bring in some more support here as trend following funds will buy it on the new high. Live cattle, $1.50 to $2.50 higher, $110.42 up $1.70 on December. Midday boxed beef was higher on choice and select, and the choice select spread is tightening. Choice is $190.23 up $1.29, select $174.41 up $2.73 to $15.82 there on the choice select spread. It had been $17 and $18, but the $15.82 is still pretty wide. Lean hogs continue their rally here. December was up 57 at $57.30.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain futures finished today steady here, pretty uneventful, a half to a penny higher in corn. Soybeans were 5 to 6 cents lower, and then the wheat was a half to a penny higher. Friday's update of the USDA supply and demand tables was pretty uneventful. It looked like on the world level it could have been a little bit bearish, but then the market shrugged it off and did rally. We had an additional announcement of 256,000 metric tons of beans exported to China. The Chinese keep and continue to keep buying our soybeans even at these higher prices. It seems like the market's really watching the outside factors here, what's going on around the world. OPEC and non-OPEC members agreed over the weekend to reduce output. It looks like the non-OPEC members are reducing up to 558,000 barrels per day, along with the OPEC reduction of 1.2 million barrels a day that they decided November 30th. So that had crude oil sharply higher overnight. It's up about $1.10 in February. Last night it was about $2.50 higher at one point. But that reduction could have a major change across the board in terms of ethanol and other factors. The Dow Jones, as high as 19,876 in December, hadn't quite hit 20,000, but we got within about 124 points, so it's knocking on the door there. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.